say something while you're all here. You know, Sister Cleopha of their team in Phoenix is going back to Germany tomorrow. Now, who's going to do all the work that Sister Cleopha has been doing? Can you guess? It's going to be the sisters who are going. Now, already they're all on overload. So what can we do? Because we're so grateful for what we've received. And we can't go down to Phoenix and do all their work. But you know, we just heard a miracle story of what happened to that suicide bomber. And you know it was because somebody prayed. So why don't we sort of make a covenant with each other that we're so grateful for what the sisters have given us, that we're going to make a covenant to pray, especially for God to do a miracle at Canaan in the desert and raise up somebody, maybe it's a miracle, to get the things done. What are they doing down there? They're keeping the place open. They're keeping the literature going out. They're keeping the prayer garden tended. They're holding the ropes at home. And they're ministering to the people God sends them on the phone and in letters. And God knows how to raise up people to help. So can I say, let's agree that those who've been blessed, the Bible says that you're to honor and look after those who minister to you, the Word of God. And so when we think of the sisters, or maybe take it upon as a daily, I pray for each one of them every day. And I've even taken on the great joyous task of praying regularly for each one of their family members, because I thought, you know, I care about my family members and what's happening to them. So that's my personal prayer concern, is caring, and their family members now have become like my family members because I pray for them. Now, you ask the Lord what He wants you to do right in the busy life that you live in Texas. What can you do to be a part of the team to make their burden easier? So isn't that an exciting adventure that we can give? And so I just wanted to lay that on your heart, that you ask God, how can I give them back for what they've done for me? So that's my concern.
And may I add to that, as we covenant to pray in the vision, would you lead us in a prayer in agreement?
All right.
Asking God to go ahead before them, raising up the help and the the support, the intercessors, and as Sister Cleopha believes, that the burden would not be, you know, they wouldn't feel that burden, but that God would be bringing in those people, and we'll agree
with
you.
Well, you see, God has made us a part of the Canaan family. You know, when I first met them, I just so wanted to be a sister. And my husband was so dear, because he loved the sisters. One day he said, you know, he said to the sisters, I think if Marge had met you first, she would have chosen you instead of me. And I trusted his love, so I said, yes, how did you know? And he said, because if I were a girl, I want to be a sister. And so we both fell in love with the sisters. And that longing to be a sister, well, look at how they've taken me into their family. And I get, you know, some of you have thanked me for coming. Don't thank me. This is my privilege. I get to be on a weekend. They take me in as a part of the family. Well, they take all of you in support. Have you noticed that? They make you feel you're part of the Canaan family. So what do families do? They pray for each other. Father, I thank you for this Canaan family in Texas. It is such a joy to see how there's new life, just like babies are born, and they grow up, and they become a part of the family, and Texas is prospering, the Canaan family in Texas. And I just thank you that you're going to show each person in this room exactly what they're to do, to covenant with you, to pray for the needs. And you're so creative. You're just going to of just the Canaanites' friends' prayers. So let each one hear specifically what they can do without it being a heavy burden, but let it be a joyous delight. And we